Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Nikki.
Welcome to Swipe Fat.
Where dating's hard.
But dating when you're fat is even harder.
It is 11:59 on Thursday night. I procrastinated editing this episode and realized Alex and I never did a proper intro and outro, which is just irresponsible of us, of me. I'd like to blame it on the fact that Alex was just in Aruba, but I don't think that is the case. But instead of having this episode go out late, because it's a good one, I think we're just going to dive into it. I promise Alex and I will give you some juicy little tidbits next episode to make up for our lack of tidbits this episode. But honestly, Hannah, who is our guest today, has a lot of juicy little tidbits going on. And how many times, Nikki, can you say juicy little tidbits? Apparently, quite a few times. Mimosa and lipstick. I'm sure you've seen her on TikTok and Instagram, most recently posting about her breakup with Mr. Mans. There's been a lot of questions, and we got answers. So let's just jump into it. Here's our conversation with her.
Hey, Hannah.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So excited, especially because I don't get to see you in Chicago anymore.
I know, but next month.
I know.
Oh, you'll be here next month?
Yeah.
We're finally going to have drinks because we've been trying for literally a year.
Since I moved.
Yeah. The day before you left, we had drinks, and that's like the last time I saw you. Well, Hannah's now in New Orleans. If anyone is in those parts, like wants some, you do some fun like activities and all of that stuff.
Yeah. I think anyone who's a creator can relate that it takes a little bit of time to like adjust to a new place.
Yeah.
I'm about to have lived here for 2 years, but I feel like now I'm enjoying everything. And I feel like I'm meeting a lot of people and getting to see a lot of things. So it's been really fun.
Feels like you just got there.
I know. I was really like, wait,
I've been here a long time. Time goes really fast. Okay. So I feel like actually you've dated a lot more in New Orleans than you did in Chicago, at least when we were buttos. I don't know. Am I wrong? Or maybe you were just taking a break like while you were here?
No, I think honestly, it's so interesting. Like growing up in the Chicago land area, moving, going to LSU for school, where everyone like grew up in the South pretty much. And everyone's like, I'm going to marry the person I met when I was 5. And then I moved back to Chicago, and then, you know, everyone's like a finance bro or like works at Salesforce or something. And then
why do they all work at Salesforce?
Literally everyone. And they all went to Notre Dame, which like nothing wrong with Notre Dame. I'm Irish. Everyone freaking loves it. I'm just saying it's like everyone went to Notre Dame and everyone works at Salesforce, and that's fine. It's a big company. But moving here, when I feel like a lot of my friends were already like with their person, like from college, you know, that was definitely a unique thing to navigate. But I feel like people here date a lot more seriously, like, because everyone literally gets married when they're 5. So like people are like already getting divorced right now, and I'm like not even 30 yet. So
that's
wild. I think people are more serious about dating here.
Okay. So they're more serious about finding a person because they feel like everyone already has a person.
Yeah. Well, in the South, like, I thought me growing up and getting married at 30, I was like, oh, I'm going to be like late and get married at 30. All my friends were married at 22, and like they went to college looking for a husband.
Yeah. And like nothing wrong with that. I think it's just like, it's so interesting to see like such a difference in like cultures. Mm-hmm. So I think that kind of contributes to, I think, having more, I guess I've had more relationships here than I have in Chicago. But
you've had 3, right?
I like, you have to like think about it. I was gonna say, like,
I mean like Raven Simone, that it's just
Raven Simone. I didn't think about it. I was like, I'm pretty avid follower on the TikTok, and I'm pretty sure it's 2.
Okay. Wasn't there one before the other one, or no?
Yeah, there was. And like him and I, like we dated, and like he's a really great guy. We just weren't each other's person. And I think that that kind of contributes to the whole Mr. Man saga, because like him and I, like we just kind of had a talk before, like when we first were going on our first couple of dates, like, hey, like I love that you love making content, but is it okay if we don't make a video every time we go out? And it wasn't anything bad. It was just like, you know, he didn't, it was a perfectly respectable, normal conversation. And I respected that, because at the end of the day, people aren't like, not everyone signs up for their lives to be on the internet. I'm obviously in a unique position that I've put myself in, that I've chosen to be here, and I love being it here. I love doing it. But it's not like I make anyone be in my videos or my content or anything. So I think that kind of plays into how everything happened.
Yeah. But also like the boundary of like not actually creating the content when you're out, like sometimes is good too.
Oh yeah. Like it was more like I was making videos like getting ready to go out with him. But yeah, definitely like being off your phone, like when you're dating, and just like spending time with your friends, like being in the moment is definitely important. Yep. So yeah, definitely there. But also just like, hey, can we not do it every time we go out? And I was like, yeah, I don't care. It's fine. But
yeah.
Like not to get ready with me every time you're going on a date with him. Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, that was confusing.
I'm just clarifying to make
sure. Oh, yeah. Well, okay. I needed that clarification. So like he didn't want people knowing you were going out with him all the times you were going out with him?
I never really read into it that deeply. I think he was going through some of his own stuff, and it was just, you know, he wasn't really online, not in the way that my most recent relationship was lying about it. He actually just wasn't online. And he had kids and stuff, and we never were like with the kids or anything, but you know, I just respected that that was a boundary he had. So it wasn't, I mean, I love talking, so I can talk about pretty much anything. So I don't need to talk about dating.
Oh, we're not talking about the last boyfriend. We're talking about the previous
I'm
one.
So sorry. Yeah, no, we're talking about previous boyfriend. I'm not using any names. So that's
boyfriend
yeah.
number one.
Boyfriend number one.
So you've had two boyfriends. That was boyfriend number one.
Boyfriend one.
Yeah. And then boyfriend two, who from here on out, we will call Mr. Mans to differentiate. Yeah.
Mr. Mans.
Because that's what Hannah called him on TikTok. So boyfriend one didn't really have a name. Boyfriend one didn't really have a name because he didn't want to be on the internet.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he had stuff going on and.
Yeah. Like, had a life.
Yeah. And so you didn't really talk about him much at all.
Yeah, no. And I think when we ended up like, you know, parting ways, I don't know why I'm being corporate about it. we, you know, I like mentioned it one time to get ready with me, and I just moved on. Cause it was it was an amicable breakup. It wasn't like nothing bad happened. It was just like going to other people sort of thing, you know,
Which is a little different than this current situation.
It's a little different. Yeah.
Okay. Let's start at the beginning with Mr. Mans then.
Yeah.
The one that has the drama.
Yes. For everyone that likes the tea. So actually when I was moving here 2 years ago, TBT, I changed my Hinge location to New Orleans, as people do. And I matched with this guy, and he was also moving from Illinois to New Orleans. He was moving here for a job at a place I will not name. And he didn't know anybody. So at the time, you know, I was sorting through like parent loss and like all this crazy stuff from, you know, the Panini, Panda Express, whatever you want to call it. And I wasn't in therapy again yet. And I wasn't on Prozac yet. So I was like not in a good headspace. So he didn't know anybody else here. And my mindset was, well, I don't want to be the only person he knows. So I unmatched him.
Honestly.
Fair.
Pretty solid mindset.
Like I have all of my college friends here and like all of like their families, and I'm very close with them. And I was just like, I want to like live my life like on my terms, and I don't want it to be like I'm in charge of another person. So I unmatched. Should he have stayed unmatched? Probably. But then fast forward like a year and a half ish, I think. So like last like October, September, we rematched. And we were supposed to go on a date. Like, it's just like when I say it out loud, when I say this chronologically, like it just sounds like I should have just not gone out with this man. But basically, we were supposed to go out. It was where he worked. It was like a big event, like a homecoming situation. And so we were supposed to go get drinks that night. I was like, are you sure you want to get drinks that day? Like, it's a long day for you. He's like, yeah, no, absolutely. He did not text me all that day. I was kind of annoyed. And I went, I met my friends at a Halloween party, and I was already going to go there and whatever. And Yeah, then he texted me like 10:30 at night. He's like, "I'm so sorry, like this happened." And I was like, I didn't respond till like 2 a.m. And I was like, "It's not that hard to text." All I said back. And so the next weekend, I think, yeah, the next weekend my friend got engaged. And so we were, feeling ourselves at the
Yeah.
local watering hole. And so I did text him. But like my drunk texts or my whatever you want to call them, they're never like anything long or like descriptive. It's literally just hi, like no punctuation. It is always lowercase. I don't know why. It just is what it is.
You have a like draft.
It's no, I guess, because it's also like I had to uncapitalize the H. You know what I mean?
You
Like,
right, that's what I'm saying. It's
yeah,
like you
like,
have
am I
it like,
copying and
well,
pasting?
unless you put a period, you don't have to uncapitalize it. Really?
I guess I'll
I
have to
think
let my drunk.
mine like automates or whatever.
Oh, maybe I just type in lowercase so often that mine's like, she doesn't like a
That's what
capital
she
letter.
meant. They're like,
She doesn't
oh,
like a
that's
cap.
what she meant.
No, it's
Yeah.
automatically capitalized.
Oh.
Whatever. Not life or death.
Yeah. You want it to be cool.
I guess I'm trying to be like sneaky
Mysterious.
breezy when I'm
Yeah.
texting these men so late at night. And then the following week he invited me to go to the Saints Bears game. I think I literally responded and was like, as long as you promise not to bail, we can go. And I was literally like, I'm gonna do it for the plot, like whatever, like I don't care. So I went and honestly we had a great time and like we were together for like a whole work day. It was like literally 9 to 5. On a Sunday, and we had so much fun. We never ran out of things to talk about, and we like had things in common, and we had like similar values, and we were just like really hitting it off. And I was literally like, "Oh my God, like this is so fun!" And then he was like, "Why don't we like get to, like when can I see you again this week?" And like, you hear like I think it's hard dating in general, but then like when you exist in a larger body, I think there's like a lot of assumptions made, or people might not want to give you a chance. Obviously, they're not your people if they're not like going to give you a chance. Like, you don't want them in your life anyways. But, it's like I was excited to be like, look, like, to be treated the way that my friends were all like, yeah, you need to be treated. Like, this is how you should be treated. Like, this is like, who deserves you. So, we went on 3 dates that week.
Oh,
Like,
wow.
we backed up, like, and like,
Wow.
it wasn't in like a love bombing way. It was just in like a, oh, I want to see you
We
again.
want to hang out. Yeah.
Yeah. And like we're just like hitting it off, and we were texting all the time, and it was like going really well, and it just kind of progressed. And we went on a ton of dates as documented on the TikTok. And New Orleans is also a really small town. It's like, for example, his boss is married to a girl I went to college with and I'm friends with.
Okay.
Or like, someone visits me at a spray tan salon and I was sorority sisters with their cousin's wife. It's just like
Right.
literally, it's so small. And so it's just really interesting that this played out in such a small town because it's a little
Well,
bit of a
that's
mess for
why
him.
how people feel like they can hide when it is such
Yeah,
a
it's like
small.
Chicago or New York or LA. And I don't know if he underestimated the power of New
Maybe.
Orleans and the smallness, but right around Christmas we were official, like exclusive or whatever. And then I kind of started taking him with me to like different blogging things, so like different like things we got tickets for, free dinners, things like that. And blogging was fine when we did those things, and blogging was great when we did those things. Blogging was great when we got a free hotel stay in Baton Rouge, which is like an hour and a half away, but like going away for the weekend and like whatever. And that was in January. And then he was like, yeah, like you could call me your boyfriend if you want. Like, I never brought up exclusively dating. I never brought up being boyfriend girlfriend. I was kind of like rolling with it. So like these are conversations he initiated. And probably a couple weeks after that was Mardi Gras. And so Mardi Gras is a very overstimulating event. It's my favorite event of the year. It's my favorite holiday. It is very overstimulating. It's like, there's all these events happening. You can't get anywhere. Like you literally can't drive anywhere. Like everything's shut down. Like everyone's drinking, everyone's eating, there's parades. You can't really do anything besides that.
Sounds
And
great.
it's, mm-hmm. oh, I mean, it's the best time of my life, but it's also like, you know, I'm a very outgoing person and I have, you know, my college friend group is probably like 30-ish people and all of their families and we're all really close. So it's a lot to meet all those people at one time.
Yeah.
But, you know, I asked him to meet my friends before then and it was always like, oh, like I have work or like I have this or I have that. And it was, I mean, it was fine because I wasn't like going to police someone. I didn't want to be, I didn't want to be anyone's mom and whatever. So basically Mardi Gras, it's like already overstimulating. He spent it with me and my friends. And my friends are inviting. It's just, you know, it's a lot to meet 30 people and their families. And it's like while parades are going by. And we went to like, my friends invited us to go to a ball that they ride in. And like, so we were doing like, you know, pretty serious boyfriend, girlfriend things.
Right.
He stayed at my house all Mardi Gras because I live by the route. He lives like in a different part of town. But he's also by the route, but whatever. He was staying with me a lot. And so like we're spending all this time together. We go on all these adventures, all my friends, like Mardi Gras day is like a big day here to like have like outlandish costumes and like go to like different parts of the quarter. And we all did that. And like he's spending all his time with my friends, the people that I consider like my family and their families who I really respect. And, you know, like I was literally telling my friends, like, I've never felt like this before about anybody. Like, I really love him. He feels like my best friend. Valentine's Day, he like planned a dinner for us. So Mardi Gras Day was the 13th. Valentine's Day was the 14th. So like literally a whole week of spending time together. Oh, sorry.
And you made him public that week, right?
Yes. So Valentine's Day was the 14th. I like hard launched him that day and we had dinner and whatever. So I'd been like calling him Mr. Mans and like posting get ready with me's and like little clips from our nights out. But when we were first dating and I told him about it, he said he like didn't care. He said that it didn't bother him. He wasn't worried about it. Like
I even asked you about it. I remember we messaged or DM'd and I was like, is he chill about it? Because I feel like that for me is always like a main concern of like when that like people get weird about it. You know, like they're going to have to be a part of, I don't know. And it's like, baby girl, this content has always been about me.
Like, it's always about me. It's not about you.
Like, no one cares about you. But like, I remember we had that conversation and you were like, he's actually like super supportive of it.
Yeah. He'd ask me about campaigns I had. He'd like go with me to the events. Like he offered to help take my photos. I would bring my tripod. Like it wasn't like I asked him to do it, but like, there were all these moments where I'm just like, wow, like he really cares about me. Like he really supports my career. Like this is how like you're supposed to feel. And when I hard launched him on Valentine's Day, I guess I kind of like, I didn't really like ask him if it was okay. I guess I didn't explicitly say, is it okay? I was like, oh, like, how do you feel about being hard launched? And
that sounds like an explicit ask.
Yeah, I guess like, I don't know. I guess like in my brain, I'm like, oh, I didn't explicitly say it, but I guess I did. And he said he didn't care. Like he literally said he didn't care.
Okay, that sounds like an answer.
Yeah. So whatever. So I post him and, you know, did I expect the post to get 7,000 likes? I did not.
Yeah.
I did not. And like, to be fair, like I'm so happy this happened, but like in the time we dated, my following on Instagram like doubled. And it was just kind of like, cause I was being more myself. It wasn't like anything crazy that I was doing differently. And I was telling a story and people were like, we were all just like, yeah, like let's do this. Cause if you follow me for so long, it's like terrible date after terrible date. And, so Valentine's Day, everything's fine. We're like hanging out Thursday, whatever. It's like a work day. Everyone's hungover, whatever. Friday, I worked my full-time job and I had a spray tan shift and I was about to leave to meet my friend for dinner, but I was like, I have a lot of DMs, so you mind if I go through my DMs, which like I never liked that. I was like, I'll be at your house in like 30 minutes, I just want to get through these. I think I had asked if I should rent a car in Ireland or something, which we're not, so don't worry, but people had a lot of opinions and I appreciate them, but it was like I had like 100 DMs or something and I was like, I need to go through these. I'm anxiety. And so it's like rent a car, don't rent a car, and I'm like just reading through them and I open one and it says, hey girl, I love following your content. And I really like, I mean, obviously this girl gains nothing from doing this. And like, she saved my life. Like, I truly owe her. I should get her like an edible arrangement or something.
But, it's always the hey girl though. Like, why does it always start with hey girl?
I'm like, maybe did it say hey girl? No, I feel like I'm like pretty sure. I should have pulled up the screenshots before this. But yeah, I was just like, hey, I love following your content, but I just matched with this guy who looks like Mr. Mans and has the same name, photos, like all the information. I can send you the screen recording if you want. And I literally opened it and I like laughed, and like not in a rude way, just in like a there's no way. Oh, right. It wasn't me, girl. It was high exclamation point.
Oh, okay.
So sorry.
Okay.
Love following your account and content, but I matched with someone yesterday on Bumble that looks like Mr. Mans and has the same name, occupation, pictures. And he did respond to my message today. I just wanted to look out for a girl. Can send you screenshots, screen record if you would like. So my friends, like later on when we were all talking about this, they're like, yeah, like she was like, oh, this is the guy. I'm going to swipe and see before I message her. So like, she was doing her due diligence. And like, I should make a note that I need to get her something. she literally saved my life. Like, I would still be with this loser if it wasn't for her. And so I read this and I screenshot it and I send it to like two of my really close friends. And we were literally all laughing. Someone was like, oh, maybe like they made a catfish profile of him. Oh. Like maybe someone like is messing with you. Maybe like, you know, like we were literally like, there's no way it's him. Like there's no way. Cause I was literally just telling them that I was falling in love with him and he thought it was his friend. And so I was like, yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for reaching out. Like, please send it when you can. Thanks. Cause like, one, she gains nothing from doing that. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm not going to be rude to her.
Right.
And two, like, if it is him, like, that's not her fault. So yeah. I send it and I'm driving my friend's house and I text him and I'm like, when I'm not driving, I'm a safe driver. You never know. I don't text and drive.
Just in case the New Orleans police are listening.
I mean, the New Orleans police have bigger fish to fry. I'm just saying, like, to your listeners, I'm not like a reckless driver. So I know that's what they're really worried about in the story. And I was just like, hey, this is probably really silly, but are you still on dating apps? And while I'm waiting for him to respond, she sends me, I'm going to put it in my stomach. She sends me like the whole screen recording of his profile, which I'll text y'all later, but I'm not gonna show. But basically she screen recorded his profile. She swiped, they matched. So she was like, I'm gonna screen record it and see, which like I respect her for, because it's like she didn't want to just like reach out to me and then it'd be a whole thing. And then she
To be fair, like he could have just not disabled his account.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like all those things. When you said that he had like messaged her that day, I was like, oh.
Yeah. Cause like people like forget to delete their messages, they're like profiles and delete the app, or like they just don't go on them. And like,
or you just delete the app and not your profile.
Yeah.
And like that happens, like user error. That's fine. And so it was like she swiped, they matched. So again, he could have swiped on her a long time ago, right? Screenshot. She messaged him on Thursday. He responded on Friday, and I think with the times on the timestamps, he messaged her back, and she literally messaged me within like an hour or two. So this whole thing on his end, he's probably like shitting himself because he was like, "Whoa, this just happened." So while I'm going through this with my friend, and my friend's like, "Maybe we shouldn't go to dinner. Maybe we should just go inside." She said, "Maybe we should go inside." I'm like, "No, it's fine. It's fine. It's not him." Like I was like literally in denial. Like I was like, "There's no way." And I'm like, "No, I don't know. I don't know what to do. But like, let's just go to dinner. Like whatever. It's like 4 blocks from her house. We get 2 blocks." And he texts me back, and he's like, "I think so. I'm not sure." Something like that.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We've been dating since November. We've been official since December. You asked me to be your girlfriend last month. So like, why would you still have dating apps, right? Mm-hmm. His job, he has to work late nights for certain things. And so he sent that and I pulled over and I looked at my friend that was in the car with me, Catherine. I don't know why I'm concealing her identity. She's fine with being scared. And I was like, I texted him. I was like, I don't care that you're at work. You need to call me right now. I'm so fucking serious. He doesn't call me for a little bit. To be fair, he was probably trying to get away from the crowds, but also like, he's probably shitting himself because he is like, there's no way that she knows this. And so I call him and I was like, hey. And he's like, hey, sorry, I was trying to get like into this building, like blah, blah, blah. You can like hear like him like keying in the code. And I was like, so are you on dating apps? And he was like, no, why would you say that? I was like, that's your final answer? And he was like, good for you. I was like, that's your final answer, you're not on dating apps. He's like, no. I was like, so you're not messaging other girls? He's like, no. Why would you say that? I was like, so you're not messaging any other girls? He's like, no, I'm only talking to you. You're my girlfriend. I was like, that's your final answer?
Gosh.
He's like, yeah. And I was like, you're sure? And he's like, yeah. I was like, okay, well, I have screenshots of you messaging a girl back today on Bumble. He's like, wasn't me. And I was like, this man allegedly didn't have social media, but like if you go on his some of his social media, it's like he hasn't gone on there in a long time. Okay. So like there's not like somebody pulled these photos from the internet and like it had like his exact hometown in like bumfuck Illinois. So it's like nobody would know that. Nobody would know that you're from bumfuck Illinois. Okay. So no offense to people in rural Illinois. It's just that I'm mad at him. There's nothing wrong with being from rural Illinois. And so I was like, so you have no idea how this girl got a message from your account today? No, I have no idea. I was like, so did someone hack? You think someone hacked your account? He's like, I don't know. I was like, oh, you have no idea. He's like, no, but it wasn't me. He's like, I'll delete it right now, though. Like, I'll delete it right now. He kept saying, I'll delete it right now. And after, I think, like, the third or fourth time he said it, like, also my friend Catherine's never watched me be mad at someone in this way because I'm quick to anger, but, like, I'm really this mad at someone. Like, I can have a temper, but I'm really, like, this mad. And I was like, you know what? You keep saying that you're going to delete it, and you haven't. So pro tip, you have to delete your profile before you delete the app. And I hung up. I proceed to have a panic attack. And Catherine's like, you know what? And like, I'm parked, thank God. And she's like, why don't we switch and I will drive? And she's like, where do you want to go? She's like, should we go to my house? Do you want to go where he works? Do you want to go home?
Like, that's a ride or die.
Like, yeah, Catherine is ride or die. We have the same birthday. So we're probably this. And I was like, I don't know. I'm crumbling. I call my like best friend Abby and like I literally can't form words. Catherine has to tell her. We get to her house. I'm like crying. I'm like, what is going on? And Catherine and Abby, like Abby's on the phone. And Catherine's like, why hasn't he texted you or called you since you hung up on him? Like, that's weird. Like, you caught him in a lie. Why hasn't he called you back? And I was just like, are you fucking kidding me right now? I don't know if I can swear on this, but
you
it is whatever.
You can.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know the rules. I don't know the rules of podcasting. So I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And he was like, he didn't respond. And so then our other friend comes over. I'm crying. Like, I'm sobbing. Like, I am belly crying. Like, hard because I'm just like in shock and I'm confused. And he texted me something like, well, can I see you in person tonight? I need to talk to you. I have something to tell you. And then I didn't respond because I'm obviously crying to my friends, not on my phone. And then he's like, or like, I can call you again. I just can't talk right now. And again, I'm with my friends sobbing. I'm not worried about my phone. So he calls me back and I answered on speaker again because I'm a housewife. And
you're on Vanderpump.
I'm on Vanderpump. And he's just like, hey, yeah, so I just needed like, you know, like I just like posting on your social media, it's just like a lot, and like I know you love it, but it's just like a lot for me, and I got really overwhelmed, and I saw this girl message me, so I messaged her back.
Okay.
And I was like, I couldn't tell you the exact minutes anymore because it's like, you know, you tell the story to like feel better and then like you tell it so many times it kind of like mushes together. But basically I was just like, so you're blaming me for what you did. Yeah, you never brought it up. You never told me it bothered you. You like you still had the apps on your phone.
Yes.
Yeah, but like, I only want to be with you. I'm so sorry I made a mistake. I'm so sorry I made a mistake. And I kept being like, why would you lie? Like, you lied to me. It's not even that you did it. Like, if you had done it in like a moment of like, sure, people make mistakes, things happen, whatever, but you chose to do this. You never deleted your apps. I just never got around to it. I was like, I work three jobs. I work a full-time job. I spray tan and I blog, and I still somehow found time to delete my apps. I deleted my apps when you and I were only dating each other as of December 1st. So I'm so sorry that wasn't in your schedule.
You see the thing on TikTok recently is all these women being like, there's nothing more like, man isn't busier anytime than when he doesn't want to be with you.
Yes.
Literally. Man isn't and busier like, than when he doesn't want to be with you.
Yeah. And like, that's totally fine. Like, people don't want to be with people, but like, at least
yeah, tell but me. Communicate it. Yeah.
Yeah. And or have a conversation. Hey, that was a lot. But also, my friends pointed out he's not on social media, so why would it matter? Like, I didn't tag him. Right, I didn't. Yeah. So it's like, did I expect it to get that many likes? No. But it's also like, why would it matter to you? Mm-hmm. So we're going back and forth. And he's like, you're right. I miss you. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done this. I'm so sorry. Like, you're right. I only want to be with you. But like, one of the first times he was like, I totally understand if you don't want to be with me anymore. And it was like, in hindsight, obviously I should not be this person, but I was like, why was that your first thing you said?
Yeah.
Like, why was that the first thing you said? He said, well, I mean, I don't know. Like, I want to be with you, and I made a mistake, and like, I'm never going to do it again. And I was like, it was just like, we were going back and forth, and then there was silence. Cause I was so mad. And he was like, you know, Hannah, I just like, I don't know. Sorry. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, I've never had a conversation like this before. I don't really know what to say.
Where he's fucked up before.
And I was like, you know what, Mr. Manns, I almost said his real name, but I didn't.
Well, you did multiple times. I'll bleep it. Don't worry.
Oh, thank you. I'm so sorry. I was like, you know, like, out of all the shitty things that have happened to me in my life, I have never had this conversation either. I literally was telling my friends this week that you felt like my best friend and like, I loved you. And you like totally blindsided me. Like, you lied to me. You lied to me to cover it up. Like, it didn't, your lie didn't even make sense. Like, right. Like, I don't, as a, you have to think about what you want and like who you are and like where you stand. And then like, we can come back and figure it out. But I need the weekend to think about it. He started crying when I said the hard conversation thing, and he's like sniffling. I thought he laughed at first, and I was like,
"Oh!"
But he was crying. And then he's like, you know, like, I only care about you. I only want to be with you. I would never do, like, I made a mistake, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know, if you cared about me the way I cared about you, you would have never done this to me. And I believe I hung up again because I was getting angry. And so my one friend was like,
let's wrap it up.
It's kind of going in circles. So
yeah.
And that weekend, like, it was, you know, a sad time, a lot of tears. I think I had emergency therapy. Mm-hmm. My friends were like, but no, like, you could probably get through it. Like, people make mistakes and like commitment issues. And maybe it's just like, he got scared because it got real so fast. Cause like, he went from like being concealed to like meeting all your friends in real life and being posted on the internet. And I was like, you know what? If we have a conversation and that was the case and it was a one-time thing and a mistake, we can talk it out. Mm-hmm. I'm open to hearing what he has to say.
Yeah.
You know, and plus, like, when you tell people, it's like, I love all my friends. Everyone's going to have a different perspective, but that's why I always ask a lot of people. And so, you know, I was like sleeping on it, whatever. I texted him on Sunday and I was like, I think I'm ready to talk if you are. I said, that's all I'm going to say. Whatever. 24 hours later, sir, you should be dying at the opportunity to talk to me at this point.
Correct? Right.
24 hours later, he's like, hey, can I call you tonight? I think we should meet in person. And he was like, well, I can't tonight. I can't on Wednesday.
What?
Wednesday. But I hadn't slept. I hadn't eaten. Like, I was not making clear decisions. So I was like, you know what? Fine. We'll meet on Wednesday. I also have therapy on Wednesday. So I was like, perfect.
Yeah, that'll be a good starter. Yeah.
I talked to your bitch ass. So whatever, I have therapy. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. We're going to talk. It's going to be okay. We're going to figure it out. We're going to see how it goes. I like, you're going to meet at 8 PM because I had to spray tan after work, and I'm literally spray tanning my first client, and I get a little texty text on my Apple Watch. He's like, hey, I'm really sorry, but I'm not feeling good. And I stayed home from work today and I thought I'd feel better, but I don't. So can we like meet tomorrow and talk? I'm not going to like leave my naked spray tan client to like text this loser.
Yeah.
So literally 15 minutes later, because it don't take that long, I texted back and I'm like, hey, like, I'm sorry you don't feel good, but I think we should still talk tonight. Like, we set aside time to do it. Also, this man was literally sick every month for at least a week. So yeah. I was like, I get it. Like, I'm sorry you don't feel good, but like, eat some vegetables, drink some Pedialyte, and like, beef up that immune system, because it's getting a little scary. And you need to figure it out. Like, every month.
Every month.
Like, I have my period every month, and I still have to put my pants on one leg at a time. I still have to do all the things that I was previously contracted to do. And I'm sure y'all can relate. So he never texted me back that night. I did call him when I got off my shift. I don't know why I thought that would do anything. Straight to voicemail. I texted him like, hey, I'm done. Nothing. And I was really frustrated. I was just like, this is stupid. Like, why? Like, I didn't do anything wrong. Like, what the fuck? So then the next day I like wake up and I like make my bed. I don't know why. I was just like, I'm free after 5 tonight. Cause I was like, I'm fucking pissed. It's just like, why are we dragging this out?
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, yeah, sorry. I still don't feel that great. Like, I had to go to urgent care last night. I just like couldn't stand it anymore. It's like, I don't care. I don't care if you freaking went to Timbuktu. I don't care. You need to talk to me. You cheated on me.
Yeah, you're not making it a priority at this point.
Yeah. And then he's like, I may be able to talk tonight.
He's just being avoidant.
He's just avoiding and like,
yeah.
Can I ask a clarifying question?
Sorry,
it doesn't matter either way. He's an asshole. But did he do something off the apps besides that one time?
Not to my knowledge. Okay. So we'll never really know because we never met up. I was like, you know, we need to meet up tonight. Like, whatever. We need to talk tonight. And he never texted me again.
He just ghosted you?
He ghosted me. And I was like a little sad. But then my friend.
A little sad. You're allowed to be a lot sad about that.
I was crushed. I'm not lying to you. I was lying to you. I was crushed. And then first, that was like in the morning. And like, I finished my work day and I like literally closed my laptop and I was just like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, what am I doing? Like, why am I dragging this out? This is stupid. I didn't do anything. Like, I'm not perfect, but I didn't do anything in this scenario.
Yeah.
Like, why am I waiting around for this loser?
Yeah.
And so I was coming to terms with it, whatever.
But I mean, here's the thing that I think is wild, because if you had that conversation with him, because it never happened, right? Like, you never got to like actually
talk to him face to face.
Right, exactly. This outcome could have probably been different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he had just like, sure, like, I think your reaction wasn't crazy at all. It was like, I'm upset, you fucked up, you're not apologizing and you're lying about it. That's weird. Like, maybe there's more, you don't know at this point. Mm-hmm. Right, then like but you're also like, okay, let me sleep on it and let's like have an actual discussion like humans, because I really care about you.
Yeah.
And you're saying you want to be with me, but then if we don't have the if you guys had actually talked, you might
still be together.
Right.
Like your friend said, it could be like he was overwhelmed, blah blah blah, like not justifying what he did.
Yeah.
But if that's all, it clearly he did more than what he like, well, right?
Or he didn't want to have the conversation, which is even worse.
He's like Trevor from Love is Blind. Has never like said, like had to like explain himself in his life.
Yeah.
I think it's just that he avoids things. And like, after that, I was like, okay, well, I guess like, you know, we talked about my dad passing away and things like that. Never asked me follow-up questions. Mm. That's kind of weird. I asked him one time, like, oh, like, so like, how'd your last relationship end? Like, it was literally just like, And he was like, oh, she just broke up with me. Like, there was no explanation. Mm. But I was like, that's kind of weird. And it was just like, obviously, it's like hindsight's 2020.
Yeah, yeah. We all have that. Like, you analyze it after.
Yeah. And it's like your little love goggles come off and you're like, oh, like, you're just a regular guy.
You're just a regular.
You're just a regular. You're not special. And so whatever, I was like going through that. I was like, okay, I'm going to like work through it on my own. I'm in my healing era. And like, I still am, but, I would say a good chunk of my followers started messaging me, like 2 or 3 of them, which I mean, isn't a lot, but it's more than you think. Like, what's that TikTok sound? That's like, if I had a nickel for every time this happened, I'd have 2 nickels, which is not a lot, but it's like more than you thought you'd have.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, like I matched with him recently, or like I did this, or I did that. And then this girl in Nashville who's roommates with a girl I'm friends with on TikTok was like, hey, like she wanted me to tell you this, but he's swiping in Nashville right now. So he was moving his location places because I had posted like my, like, you know, it would have, like, it was like, I think it was to Taylor Swift's The One. Like, it would have been fun. It could have been fun if you were would have been The One. So everyone was like, what? And so everyone in New Orleans is like, we're riding at dawn. Everyone in, like, in my comments, like, we're riding at dawn.
Yeah.
All my friends here are like, fuck that guy. Mm-hmm. And so I guess he was scared about matching people here.
Oh.
So he moved it to Nashville.
So he just needed some validation.
I guess my mom thinks that he is addicted to validation and like the little like bursts of serotonin.
Yeah.
And he's since moved it back here. And this is all against my will because people message me about it and it's nothing wrong with my followers. My followers are very wonderful women and they all deserve the best. But so like, I guess like to me, it's just like, he's not sorry he did it. I don't know if he's even sorry he got caught. I think he just kind of avoided it. And, you know, that's on him. He's in his 30s. So if that's how you want to deal with your conflicts, that's on you.
Yeah.
But ultimately, like, I feel better about it now. Obviously, I'm, like, removed from it. But well, it is, like,
It hasn't been that long.
It hasn't been that long. I think
like a month.
Maybe.
I think it's just that I do so much every day that I'm like, oh my God, that was so long ago. And I'm like, oh wait, that was a little bit ago.
Well, I think it is a little bit easier to disconnect or disassociate from something like a relationship if they've done something to you, because you can be like, hey, like that was fucked up and like, I don't want that to happen. I think it's so much, I don't want to say so much harder, but it's hard. It's a little harder when it's like almost amicable. Because you're like, oh, this is like a slow, like.
No, like my friends and I were talking about that, about a different friend in a different relationship. And I think it's harder when no one's like done anything, because then it's like the reason it's ending is just because you're not each other's person.
Yeah.
And, like, at the end of the day, relationships end because of that. But it's like harder when it's not like an event that you can like pinpoint.
Right.
It does hurt more than this, because it's like, if there's a moment where I'm like, oh, wow, like I miss him or something, like it was like, wait, no.
Right. I can go back to this bad moment. Wild
goose chase and let me like overthink for a week. So it's like easy to like call back to.
Do you think creating the content helps you heal from it some? Like,
yeah, I think like it kind of helps me process things. From my childhood, I was always someone that was like, whenever something bad would happen, I'd like go be creative about it. So it's, you know, it's kind of how I feel like I come to terms with things sometimes. And like, that's, you know, for better or for worse. People are, you know, some people are in my life are worried that it's going to make it harder to date when I do get back out there, 'cause I'm posting about it, which is a valid concern. But I mean, in the words of Taylor Allison Swift, if people don't want me to write songs about them, then they shouldn't do bad things. So
ain't that the truth though? I had a guy, we weren't dating or anything. This is a long time ago, but we went on, I mean, I was mad because he messaged, we went on a date because he DM'd me from Instagram, asked me out, planned a date. We went on it. It actually wasn't that bad. Surprised face. And then we like kissed and everything. And then we had another date and he like never followed up with me for the day of. Then like I was super upset about it. The next day he was like, oh, sorry. Like I just had a lot going on with like he was building a house. And like he was like, there was just like a lot going on. And I was like, you could have texted me though. And
what we was went he was shaving down the trees into lumber.
No,
what?
He's project managing it. You don't. And he was like, well, just like the water turned off and I had to take the kids to like someone else's house. And I was like, honestly, texting takes 2 seconds. And like the fact that you like forgot about me and I texted you in the middle of all this to be like, hey, what's going on with tonight? And you never responded. Like you had to have seen that. No,
wait, I you know remember this. Guy. This?
Yeah,
I remember this.
It was a long time ago.
He lived in like, South Chicago.
Yeah.
You didn't need like the whole like narrative. You didn't need minute by minute updates. You just need like, hey, something came up.
And exactly. I'll text you tomorrow. Like things got super crazy.
Things
like,
happen. I apologize. Mistakes happen. Emergencies happen.
And like we know that. That's dummies. Like, but even if you had texted me like right after I texted you and been like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. This day's been insane. We're only on date two. I'm not going to be like mega upset or anything. But then like he turned it around on me basically. Cause the next morning I was like, well, I'm kind of like, I feel like you disrespected my time because you didn't respond to me. And he got mega mad about me saying that. And so I made a story. Mm-hmm. I didn't even make like a post or anything. It was just like a story, but he followed me and his sister followed me and his mom. And they knew that we were like going on dates and he was like, can you take that down? Cause that makes me look bad. I was like, no, you're the one who did it, sir. Like if you did it to me, I don't know what to say. Like you feel like you did nothing wrong, but you did disrespect my time. I got ready.
It's not for the week. Getting ready. It's like you were getting ready with the intent to leave your home on a date. Like I don't
know. We had chosen a time and a place.
Yeah.
And you just never confirmed. So I didn't go to the time and place because of that. But still, like, it was on my calendar and my time is precious.
Yeah. I think, like, along those lines, like, he never texted me back. But my friends were joking about finding his listing on, like, a company directory. And they were like, oh, bad day to have your contact info on the internet. And I looked it up again, and because before, like, he didn't have social media, so I didn't have a way to show people what he looked like after I deleted my apps when we were only dating each other. Mm-hmm. And so Googled him, and magically an Instagram that's never popped up in a Google search popped up. And it was just like, okay, so you didn't have time to text me back, at least bare minimum, but you had time to swipe on other girls in other cities. And reactivate your Instagram. My boss at the salon was like, well, he's just trying to see like what you're going to post about him. And, you know, obviously like it's hard because I think we can all relate. Like people aren't signed. Like when people are dating you, they're not necessarily like signing on to be in your content, but obviously like the right person would support your content. And again, it can be overwhelming. Like it can be a lot. All that needed to happen was a conversation. Like you just needed to tell me that it was making you uncomfortable and I would have been more than accommodating. And like, I think what was also hard for me was that when we were getting free stuff, it was fine. Like all the meals and stuff was fine.
For me, that feels like a big, I mean, cause I do follow your content and like, I do see it. I don't remember seeing him more than once or twice. Yeah. Like, so if it was that he was in the content, like that feels like bullshit. If he's mad that you're like making content while you're out, I guess I could like maybe see that. But it's like, also, I don't know. I think about this all the time. I'm like, when I'm taking content, it's not like this big hubbubaloo. I feel like you're the same way. Like it's tiny little shots of like your moment of your night. It's not like you're not like taking video of yourself eating. You're not like doing this like whole thing. It's like, here I was in this restaurant and this is what it looked like. Like it's not really taking up your whole time and energy, and I just want to qualify that for people right here, because I do think there are some people who are content creators and go out and it's like they record themselves eating the whole time, or, you know, like there's more involvement.
Yeah.
When it's like, hey, this is a day in my life content where it's like tiny little clips. Do you know what I mean?
Especially if it's just a free dinner and it's not like a paid campaign kind of thing. That's different.
Yeah. And I think too, like the only time I really had my phone out for that stuff, like during Mardi Gras, yeah, I had my phone out because we were all doing stuff. But it's also like, yeah, for the free stuff we're getting, I do need to take content in the extreme of that. So, it's not really free. It's just free to you.
Do you think you saw the comments on the teaser video you did of like, guess my who Mr. Mans is?
So that was an interesting video because it's actually my guy friends who thought of it. My guy friend at the end who I hug. Almost all of those guys, by the way, are married to my friends. So that they're all my guy friends and married to my friends.
Yeah.
And he was like, we should do this thing. Like, he came up to me and he's like, Hannah, I had the best idea ever. And I was like, what's up? And he's like, we should do one of those videos where it's like, guess who Mr. Mans is? And like, he is describing the video to all the guys. Like, let's do it. And like, the first guy I hung with, Chad, he was like, wait, so are we making out? I was like, no. I was like, you have a girlfriend. But also, like, I think he was confused by the premise. I don't really understand why that was.
We're making out?
I was like, no.
No, sir.
Love him, but what? I was like, I said hug. And I looked at my friend, I was like, I said hug, right? They're like, hug. I mean, some of my guy friends were joking around me in the video, but like he said he didn't care. And yeah. After that, and then he was like, well, I didn't realize it was a video when I was editing it. And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, I didn't realize they were taking a video. I was like, but Alex explained it to everyone and like it is a video. He said, well, I look like I don't want to be with you. Like, I look like I'm like awkward.
Well, he did.
And
but that's kind of like the point of the video, right? You're like supposed
yeah,
to
I was
like,
oh, well, I was like, he's like, well, I mean, I don't care. And I was like, okay, are you sure? He's like, no, I don't care. I mean, like, on our social media, like, I'm not tagged in it. I'm not tagging anybody in it. Like,
yeah.
In hindsight, like, did I have to do that? No, but I just remembered. When I always am like, well, my Instagram isn't that big of a deal or like whatever. My therapist is like, and all my friends and everyone else is like, Hannah, like, that's not why this happened. And
he has a little, like it was his ego. Yeah. This is all like all based around his ego and insecurities.
Yeah. It's like 100. At the end of the day, I could have done anything. My job could have been like a phlebotomist or like a mail carrier, like these important jobs in the infrastructure of our lives, but like it wouldn't have mattered because there would have been he would have found
this so, just made it happen faster.
Yeah, and this job tends
and I also feel like he just used that as an excuse. I don't think that was really ever the issue. I think he was just like, hey, like I need something to say, and this is
I'm
the
gonna,
only
like, turn it on you.
Yeah, and like this is the only thing I can think of recently that maybe rub me the wrong way. Do you know what I mean? Or
you can go on Instagram and see videos without having an account. He was going and looking at the comments. Clear, like he had to have been. Yeah.
Once I realized his Instagram was active again, I blocked it.
Smart.
But you don't have to, like, you can just search your name and it pops up. That's what I'm saying. Like if he's that like little of a man, he was going and looking, and then if like I'm just saying like there's like it was his ego that got him in the way.
Yeah, I could see that. That's a good point. I feel like my friends and I were like analyzing this like when it was happening, and then we're like, well, I guess at the end of the day, we're never gonna know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And can we talk about that actually? Because this is the worst. I hate that. I'm maybe just a type A woman. I just want to fucking know. I just need something to tell me why so that I can move on.
I think being the eldest daughter of divorce and type A with OCD tendencies diagnosed, I need to know.
Yeah.
I need to know why. It could even be, hey, I'm just not feeling it anymore.
Right.
Hey,
I'm like, cool. Hey, bye.
I don't need the play-by-play.
Right.
Did I give you a play-by-play today? I did. But that's because I'm thorough. But if you messaged me and you're like, hey, I'm not feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Or like he broke up with me, he's like, you know what? Like, I thought I felt this way about you, but I just don't think I do. I think like for A, B, C, D, E, F, G, like that would have sucked and that would have been sad. But like with Nola boyfriend number one, him and I, we had a conversation. It was sad. We both cried. It wasn't great. And it was, you know, stuff that we just weren't, it wasn't going to change the mm-hmm. stuff that we needed to talk about. And I wish him well. And he's still, you know, a very supportive follower. All of his Aww. Friends are very nice and he's a great guy and there's nothing wrong with him. But it was like when that happened, like that ended, like I was sad, but like I mentioned it one time in one get ready with me and I moved on. So it's not like I have to post my life on the internet. I think mm-hmm. also like what y'all were saying, like it, I don't post myself, everything I eat. I don't post mm-hmm. everywhere I go. I don't post everything I do, everything I wear. Like I don't post everything I do because you can't physically do that unless you're like the Truman Show and someone's following you around all day. Mm-hmm. You cannot post like that in a healthy way. But really, even if you were wanted to do that, you really couldn't. And if it wasn't this, it would have been something else. But yeah, I think yeah. it was like he's backed into a corner. Did he expect someone to message me within like 2 hours of him messaging a girl? Probably not.
Right.
But then it's like, you know, and no fault to the other women, because like that's not on them, mm-hmm. it's on him. But it's like, how many other girls was he messaging or swiping on? And he just wasn't getting any swipes.
Yeah.
Or swipe backs or whatever. So yeah. Definitely weird.
I'm sorry. I mean, it sounds like your healing era is going mm-hmm. pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm like I'm going out. I'm doing things. We're going on trips.
Have you gotten to the point where you're doing random one night stands?
Not yet. I do have like they're pretty much all my friends here are married or in serious relationships, so they're not really in their hoe era.
You know what? You can be in your hoe era when they're not. Like
I can be in my hoe era. I haven't gotten back on dating apps or anything yet. I think like one, I've just been really busy with my jobs and whatever. But it's also like I don't really remember the last time that I wasn't worried about a guy. Like there wasn't like, you know, like will they, won't they? Mm-hmm. Or did they like me back? Are they gonna message me back? And like yeah. it's a very freeing feeling, like not worrying about it.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's a very good feeling to just mm-hmm. be like, I'm just existing. I'm just a speck of dust on a floating rock and I'm just chilling.
Yeah. It's nice to take the time. I just asked because I always have a hoe phase and then I have a sad phase after my hoe phase.
I'm hoping this is my sad phase because I don't really know if I can handle another round in this shindig. But I'm sure, I mean, I think it's also like grief, obviously, like you can think of it as like losing people, but like mm-hmm. relationships are also things you have to grieve. Yes. Breakups, people that are still alive that aren't in your life anymore. And grief isn't linear.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm doing great now, but I mean, yeah. in a couple of weeks, it could be sad.
Yeah.
Or
by the hour.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Like Ariana Grande's album came out, sobbed. We Can't Be Friends? I scream saying that in my car. Mm-hmm. Scream crying saying that. And like this, I was coming home from the salon, I think, and I was like scream crying. And this guy, like, I think literally saw me in my car scream crying. And he rolled his window down. He's like, just pray about it. My windows were up, like you would not, like, you might know what I'm saying because I'm screaming it, but like, it wasn't like I was like, we
were sobbing,
be friends. It was like I was in my car with the windows up. He's like, you just need to pray about it. And I wanted to be like, no,
you're like, I'm in my church right now, sir. Like get out of here.
I was like, thanks,
get out of my church. This is my car, church.
I'm just trying to have a moment,
yeah.
I want to scream sing Ariana Grande in my car by myself.
You got Taylor's album coming out.
It is like kind of funny that this is all happening like while all these major stars are releasing breakup albums. So
perfect for you.
Perfect timing. I'm
not
sure
to put it back on like the astrological calendar, but that's kind of like we're in the new year right now. That's like why everyone's like breaking up.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people are breaking up, but I think too, like something I always talk about, because it's like, you know, a part of this too is like, oh, well, like now I'm like behind all my friends. All my friends are getting houses and
yeah,
married. And I have to all of us are on different timelines. I love all my friends. I love supporting them. I love going to their things. Like, I genuinely love seeing people that I love happy and like doing things that they dreamed of. Like, it is such a great feeling. But you know, it's also hard to not be like, oh, like I'm behind now.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky that I have women like my aunt and my mom and my older cousin. Like, they're all women that, you know, had a career and they got married later in life. My aunt was married previously, and just kind of talking with them about it and being able to bounce things off of them. Like, I don't really know what I'd do if I had women, like women that I look up to like that, that I'm so close to in my life, that were telling me to like get married still, or like work on it with him and stay with him and figure it out. Cause I mean, that is an isolating thing when people are telling you like, just like figure it out, or like stay with him, or like, you're not getting any younger. It's like, at the end of the day, like, wouldn't you rather wait for the right person than be miserable with the wrong person? Like, I guess that's what I'm telling myself anyways.
Yeah. I mean, I saw a TikTok of a woman getting married for the first time at 88 today, honestly. And it made me cry. So it can happen. It's just, you know, like, when it's right, it's right.
But I really don't want to wait until I'm 88.
No, I mean, I'm sure she had a lot of very important relationships, guys. I don't think this is the first time she ever loved a man, but like, this is the first time she got married.
What if it was? We should have
tried, I guess. You're right. I don't know. But
or can you imagine the amount of loving people and heartbreak between like to 88? No.
Well, you're going to have a lot of heartbreak no matter what in a relationship, because the ups and downs are.
I know, but like.
Like, nothing's perfect. Yeah. Like,
breakups.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you think you're going to be with this person. And
yeah.
Well, I will say that my great-grandmother, when she lived in her retirement community, she had two boyfriends, and they're both named Herb. And I was probably, like, 7 or 8, and I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. Like, I remember thinking, I was like, that's pretty cool.
Retirement homes are crazy.
I mean, they're it's the next name Herb. Time. But I know, that's wild. I think the next time, well, it kind of makes sense, because it's like, why do people all meet in college? Because it's like the first time you're in, like, after high school, a communal space where you can meet a ton of like-minded people. Same thing with a retirement home.
That is such a good point. Yeah.
So I need to go to a singles commune of some sort here.
We all need to go.
We all need to go. We need to live friend style somehow in like buildings, you know? And that's how we all meet. This is a business plan the three of us are just concocting. Well,
I will say, separate from this business plan, when it was first happening, I was like, there was a split second where I was like, should I start a speed dating company?
Well, no, you posted about it. We saw
and
it.
You did.
Well, no, that was like right when this happened, before like him and I even talked. And I was like, well, no. I'm gonna get myself. And then I was like, okay, no, so we're broken up. I think I should do it. And so that's what we're doing.
Good for you.
We'll see. Not exactly friend style, but you know, different.
Yeah.
Way to meet people. We'll see how it goes.
When's the first event?
We're in final stages. I'm in final stages. It's me. Final stages with some local like restaurants and stuff around here.
Cool.
So.
Well, where can people find you? So when you do start talking about it being a thing, they can go. Yeah.
Talked your ear off. I am on Instagram and TikTok as Mimosas and Lipstick, and then we are on Instagram and Facebook as Nola Speed Dating.
Nice.
Yeah,
this is very exciting. Like,
with the official name and everything.
Boss lady.
We got a Gmail. That's no biggie.
We got a Gmail.
What? I can't email them on my other emails. It'd be too confusing.
Oh my gosh, you're the best. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Follow along with us on Instagram and TikTok at Swipe That.
And if you're not a part of our private Facebook group, join that too.
Just search Swipe That Podcast.
And if you love us, make sure you subscribe and leave us a review.